the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. A beautiful sunny day along the lakeshore. Great start weather-wise to a new school year. We'll take a look at Howland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Following this news, some private school and college students have already been hitting the books, but for public school pupils in all but one Lakeshore district, today is the first day of classes for the 2014 academic year. Superintendent Brian Davis in Holland Public Schools is waiting one extra day before beginning lessons tomorrow, as there'll be open houses at all district buildings today.
We'll have an opportunity for families and students to have their first peek at their classrooms, to meet their teachers, to actually be able to be in some of our redesigned facilities. And we invite all of our families, both past and present and even future, to come out and check out our schools and be able to interact with our teaching staff. We have a lot of new principals this year as well in different assignments across the board, so the chance to meet them and to reacclimate themselves to their new facilities.
For the first time in several years, no local district is beginning classes with a new superintendent in charge, but that doesn't mean that there isn't turnover. Second-year Zeeland boss Cal DeKuyper is welcoming a total of 28 new teachers and staffers to his district.
We're very fortunate that we have so many applicants, which is hard in the job market, but you know, we're fortunate that we're able to attract such great people, and we were able to reload. So we worry when we lose that kind of experience. But local colleges here have really come through for us. We're in great shape with a great staff.
State lawmakers are considering revoking a law passed several years ago that had prevented public schools from starting classes before Labor Day in an effort to promote tourism, and they want to return that decision to local districts. Certain holidays have certain sounds associated with them. Fireworks on the 4th of July, taps on Memorial Day, sleigh bells at Christmas, and booze at Ford Field during another Detroit Lions fiasco on Thanksgiving are traditional sounds. Along the lakeshore, this has become an annual sound. Thousands line Main Street in downtown Zeeland and 8th Avenue in downtown Holland for the 8th annual Holland Zeeland Labor Day Truck Parade yesterday.
Very noisy.
Noisy, huh?
I love it. I hope there's an Hudsonville one.
A reception to display the 60 rigs of various sizes, along with free refreshments, was at the parking lots outside of the Holland Civic Center afterward. Organizers say that the parade promotes the Lakeshore's growing contribution to the local, regional, state, national, and global economies. In addition to the parade, there were ceremonial strolls yesterday morning over the Paw Paw Bridge in Zeeland and the Blue Star Highway Bridge spanning Saugatuck and Douglas, and small-scale tributes to the annual Mackinac Bridge Walk. A moment of anger may lead to a lifetime in prison for a 17-year-old Holland man. Eric Ortega was with a group of four persons at the Park Township home that he was living at last December 14th when an argument ensued. Perhaps fueled by liquor, a fight broke out. And in testimony at a preliminary examination, Ortega allegedly came up from behind a housemate and started stabbing in the neck and abdomen for a total of 32 times. Another person was slashed trying to break up the altercation, and Ortega fled to a relative's house before he was arrested the next day. The two victims did recover from their wounds, while the accused pleaded no contest to a single assault with intent to murder charge in a deal with prosecutors. Ortega will be sentenced this afternoon by Ottawa County Circuit Court Judge Ed Post, and he could get up to life in prison, but the agreement could mean less time behind bars. The political hot potato of Medicaid expansion is back on the State House's lap. Lawmakers return to Lansing today from summer break, and one of the first things that Holland's Joe Halfman and his colleagues in the lower chamber have to deal with is the Senate's version of the governor's Healthy Michigan initiative that passed last week.
Obamacare is here for now. I don't believe it's sustainable, but while it's here, we have to put Michigan in the best position possible
right,
to get our tax dollars back from Washington and to serve as many people in this state as we can.
Former State Senator Jack Hogendyke of suburban Kalamazoo is leading the charge of Tea Party interests. We're going rhino hunting for Republicans in name only.
The majority of people don't like this Affordable Care Act because it represents bigger government that is inefficient and wasteful, and people are just tired of it. And Republicans want to see government limited, and they want their elected officials to vote that way.
Michigan has until October 1st to have such a plan in place in order to receive 3 years of full federal funding. Small and mid-sized dairy farmers in Michigan are feeling a proverbial pinch.
Randy Tenbrink's a dairy farmer in Coopersville.
There is a problem there with everybody trying to expand. Buying land is getting harder,
And we definitely feel the competition of larger farms being able to pay more than we can.
He says often larger farms will offer more money to buy the same land. His daughter Mary Costigan says they will probably have to expand to support two families. Costigan says it's also hard finding qualified part-time workers to spend long hours on the farm and work early in the morning. Mary and her father say they are lucky because they have a farm already and are not new to the business. Sam Harold, WHTC News.
The Tigers took the first game of a three-game series in Boston from the Red Sox yesterday 3-0 as Mr. Doug Fister scattered four hits with four strikeouts over seven innings for Detroit.
A lot of it was the defense. You know, the fact it turned, three or four double plays. They're making great plays out there. The outfield's running down fly balls. Alex worked his butt off behind the plate. And, it's just a team win today.
Max Scherzer makes his second attempt for his 20th win of the season as he takes the mound for the Tigers against Red Sox lefty John Lester. Dan Dickerson and Jim Price have the call of the game at 6:45 p.m. tonight on 1450 WHTC. The opener for a three-game series at Wrigley Field in Chicago between the Cubs and visiting Miami went to the Marlins yesterday 4-3. This evening, Edwin Jackson gets the ball for the Cubs against the Fighting Fish. The White Sox dropped their fourth straight game with yesterday's 9-1 setback in New York to the Yankees. Now, while the Yanks are vying for a playoff berth, the Sox are just playing out the rest of the season, but they're also playing for their jobs, according to Chicago manager Robin Ventura.
What we did in the first half is, it's just not good baseball. So, it's going to have to get better. You find somebody else in the offseason.
Chris Sale is the starter for the Sox this evening in the Bronx. The Whitecaps season ended with a thud yesterday after a 9-4 loss at Lansing. West Michigan ended the campaign with a 69-70 record and finished out of the playoffs for a third straight year, the first time that has happened in the franchise's two decades in suburban Grand Rapids. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for a sunny Tuesday afternoon with a high of 74, clear tonight, low 58. Sunshine tomorrow, high 79, and mainly sunny on Thursday, high 75. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.